For the growers, I'm going to be sharing with them what we're doing at Southern Gardens. And there we evaluate every block on a continuous basis, looking at, you know, what trees are left, what our productivity is, everything to determine what do we do going forward. Definitely with this disease, a lot of things have changed, and it has probably made us better farmers than what we were before this. Now you have to be on top of your game. Now you have to know what is going on. You need to be sure you're doing everything possible to keep these trees out of stress, to keep them in conditions where they can deal with it, to battle against the disease, keeping them as healthy as possible.
Replanting decisions would be part of this, I assume.
Yes, I mean, it is. And that's, like I say, the overall, you look at blocks depending on the size, whether it's 10 acres, 50 acres, 100 acres. Is this area making you money or not? And it may be to a point where it's not, and you say, okay, I'm going to take it down, start all over. Or it may be to the point where you're just missing some trees, production is good. We're going to do resets. But definitely when you do make that decision, your programs have intensified. You know, the resets have to get the proper care with imidacloprids and neonicotinoids to control the psyllid and to keep the greening disease from being spread. It's just heavy, heavy intensity. As an industry today, I see people taking better care of their young trees than we ever have in the past. And that is a key to being successful as we go forward.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.